In fact, Jake has a guest for us, Liam Duggan. I think he's with him in the Eagles room.
I do have Liam Duggan with me, boys. Liam, it's the first time in the club's history you've been held scoreless at Domain Stadium. What was the message after the game?
Yeah, we were obviously we're pretty flat with our last quarter there. So for three quarters, we were pretty happy to go in with two goals lead into the last. But yeah, just lost the contest in that last, which didn't give our forwards a supply.
They scored the first three goals of the game and you guys hit back with the next five. After such a good start and to fall off like you did in the last quarter must be disappointing.
Yeah, very disappointing. As I said, we lost the contest, lost the hard footy, and that obviously hurt us going forward. We only had three inside 50s in the last, so that's just not the supply that our forwards can kick goals with.
Where to from here now? It was not a must win, but it would have been very handy to get the 4 points. Where to from here?
Yeah, it would have been nice. But yeah, we'll review the game pretty heavily, and then we'll move on to Brisbane. We've got them in 7 days' time, so we'll hit them hard, and we've got the break, obviously, after that, so we'll have time to collect ourselves then, but we'll move on pretty quick.
I'm going to throw it upstairs to Mark Reddings, Carl Langdon and Peter Bell.
Liam, it did start at the contest exactly like you were talking about, but also their run and outside, their uncontested footy really opened you guys up, I thought.
Yeah, it did for sure. That's the key to winning the contested footy is once you get that, you can bring in your runners and the outside footy. So, yeah, where it all starts is in the inside, but we couldn't defend them on the outside either in that last.
It is a dangerous forward line that Adelaide have. Your teammates, the defenders, clearly you'll be disappointed, I guess, with the midfield pressure. It came in a little bit too easily and too much, 65 inside 50s for the game for Adelaide.
Yeah, that's I don't know the numbers, obviously, but yeah, that's pretty disappointing from a midfield point of view. But we'll look at it more from a team defence kind of thing, and obviously see what our bulls can do, our backs, our mids, and our forwards, how they all could have defended. So we won't put it all on the backs or the mids. Yeah, we'll have a look, but 65 inside 50s, you know, the backs are always going to be on the back foot a bit.
And particularly, Liam, I guess, pre-game, losing Eric McKenzie through illness, we believe, and then Sam Buckland having to rejig, not that that's any excuse, but I'm sure when this is all happening, particularly with Sam, you would have raised an eyebrow as to what was going on.
Yeah, there's a little bit of movement. I was unaware until I saw X sort of on the bench when I was coming off of my first rotation, so... yeah, there's a little bit of movement before the game and obviously yesterday, but yeah, definitely no excuse. And we're at a stage now with our club and a healthy list where we can bring someone in straight away and still be at full strength. So yeah, no excuse for us.
Liam, always tough to talk after a defeat, but thanks for sticking your head up, having a chat. And a week's a long time in footy. You get your opportunity to atone next week when you take on the Brisbane Lions up at the Gabba. Thanks for joining us on 6PR Footy.
No worries. Cheers, boys.
Liam Duggan from the West Coast Eagles.